MG, it feels like a lifetime ago that the Penny Panthers triumphed in the 2021 Grand Final over South Sydney.
Look, I know, but that's all about the change tomorrow, Liam.
Well,
it's all about the change.
This is the weekend. Finally, the Penrith Panther champions will get to celebrate with their supporters, the people of the area. Tomorrow they have their open-top bus parade and the festivities get to roll on. And one man who's in a unique position in that he has joined another club, but he's been able to travel back down from Brisbane to be a part of this, Kurt Capewell, formerly of the Penrith Panthers, now of the Brisbane Broncos. G'day, Kurt.
How are you, fellas?
We are fantastic, buddy, and congratulations on an amazing year. Personally, you were epic and topped off by a grand final winning ring. It must feel a little bit strange, but you couldn't celebrate with your adoring fans straight after the victory.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. It was a bit of a funny. I guess we've got used to it in these COVID times now. To you know, we don't see too many of our fans, but it's going to be awesome to get back out to Penrith and see how much it really did mean to everyone.
Kirk, from my understanding, tomorrow is about, or this weekend is about the fans, but is there a little bit of the boys that are saying, oh, can we, is this kind of like premiership celebrations Mark II?
Yeah, well, I haven't stopped, so I don't know how many of them have, but if they stop, they better get back on the train because, it's time to celebrate.
Nice.
So what exactly did you do? I mean, usually, you know, in 91 and 03, when Panthers were lucky enough to win the competition, it was basically a week at the club, just, you know, with fans and make that a month at the club with our fans. You guys were on the Sunshine Coast. How long did you stay up there and when did you come back? Or you're staying up there because you're playing for the Broncos, but when did most of the team head back to Penrith, Kurt?
Yeah, so after the grand final, obviously, we spent a fair bit of time in the sheds and then we actually went out on the field, which was pretty cool, and then jumped on a bus, head back to the resort at Twin Waters, which we pretty much just stayed around there in our team room, as you would at the club, I guess, if you want it. But obviously, we had no fans inside. But yeah, we stayed there for, like, I left the resort on Thursday. So
we gave it a nudge.
A lot of brokers.
We gave it a nudge, but pretty much all the boys then went their own ways and went with their partners for a little bit of a holiday. And then I think they made the most of being in Queensland, where it was a bit more open than New South Wales. So the great state.
So, Kevy.
Just calling Kevy.
I was getting Kevy ready Waters. To ask him about Kevy a bit later. But no, Kurt, let's focus back in on you for a second. I'll get to Kevy in a moment. Kurt, just explain to us exactly what you're having to go through to be a part of these celebrations this weekend. Do you have more quarantine on the cards?
No. Luckily enough, they're opening up the borders on the 17th. I'm due back on the 17th. So I'll be flying in that morning and I think we have a three-day camp. So I'll be going straight into a three-day camp.
Well, why not the Broncos, but for letting you come down? I mean, that was great of them. I mean, you and then when you go back, that three-day camp is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So looking forward to it.
So have you had a chance to, I mean, have you relocated? Are you based now in Brisbane? Have you got life sorted to attack next season as a Bronco?
I haven't taken any of my gear up there yet. I've just sort of been living off what I took up to Origin last year and then what I also got sent up as well. So I'm in Cronulla at the moment. I've got a unit full of furniture.
Kurt, what are you doing, mate? The Broncos are back to truck
hey,
up to
hey,
your
mate,
place.
He won the comp. It doesn't matter what he's doing. Well, he can do whatever he wants.
I've been enjoying myself. I'll worry about this stuff in about 2 weeks' time and I'll have to pack it all up. But luckily enough, where I'm paying rent in Sydney, I've got it until January. So just be leaving a bit of stuff here and staying with some family back up in Brisbane.
Now, I spoke about your individual season, mate. You've kind of, your defence, we always know what a great attacker you are and offloading and running lines and stuff like that, but your defence in the semi-final, especially against Melbourne Storm, went next level. It's obviously something you worked on. It's something, a technique thing that you've worked on, but now that you're a grand final winner, something that not many players in our game get a chance to do, what does it actually mean to you, mate?
Oh, it means so much to me. And obviously my whole family as well, and my community coming from Charleville. There's not too many pathways for kids out there, so it means a lot to be able to show that kids can make it and chase their dreams. And yeah, I didn't get a ring when I was at Cronulla, unfortunately, 18th man, but so to tick that one off the box, tick that off the list, it's pretty good.
Well, you're a part of Penrith Panther history now, Kurt, and forevermore. And MG, if I was Brian Fletcher, tomorrow at some point, just when the festivities are right at their peak, I might just say, okay, oh, mate, any chance you just want to backflip on that deal with the Broncos?
After about six or seven beers, you say, mate, come on, you want to stay here.
You've still got all your stuff down in your apartment in Cronulla. Just
I'll give you a house on River Road. Give you a house on River Road. Let's go.
I know. It wouldn't sit too well with me, and I think I'd have some unhappy customers at the other end, too.
Yeah, no. Well done, buddy. Hey, well done to your service to Penrith, and good luck with your service to the Broncos, mate. May it be a joyous one for you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, boys.